getting ready for another trip to Hawaii. Wow. I got to ask you, because I always forget, how many years now you've been taking some Hawaii teams now?
This is 23, I think, possibly. It's in the 20s. I know, low 20s. So, and then we had, you know, COVID year, we didn't go. And then we had one year where the guy that bought the company went broke. And we had our practice here and found out when we got to practice that we no longer was gone. So that was a shocker. But so we'd had a couple more than what we've had. But, yeah, it's, I think it's 22 or 23 years for sure. So, you know, tough job. Somebody's got to do it.
They probably know you by name over there now, don't they?
Oh, there's people you see. They, yeah, you know, recognize you and stuff. But, yeah, and, you know, always got new kids basically every year. So meet a lot of new people that way.
But this year, correct me if I'm wrong, you've got a lot of repeats. Repeaters have gone, hey, we want to go back and do it again, huh?
Well, we have one from Southwest that's going back, and I believe that's the only repeater that we have. So, yeah. So, you know, but we got far more girls than what we've ever had. We got 31 girls going this year, so we have four teams. We've had two teams probably about half the time, but this year we just kind of seemed like we filled up instantly, and we had four teams, so we had to come up with two extra coaches. So that was kind of a new episode, but that's better than waiting and wondering if you're going to have enough for one team or two teams. So a lot better this year.
So with the extra players, you've kind of had to add an extra coach or two, haven't you?
Yeah, we've had to add two, and Rich's daughter lives in Lincoln. She's done a little coaching down there with club ball and that type of thing. So she took over the one team, and then working with Cobza there while at the college, asked her if she wanted to go, and her and her assistant both said, yeah, we'd like to go. So asked Haley first, and she said, well, I have to think about it. And I think it took her about till she got home, and she called me and said, I'm going. So we got her, and it'll be kind of nice for her. She can see some kids over there and see some kids that we have here too, you know, from the state here that she might be interested in. So, you know, it's a good opportunity for her to scout around a little bit.
And you said a lot of Southwest Nebraska, you got some Cook girls, you got some girls in the RPAC conference, and there are some girls. How far away with this bunch are they coming from?
Well, I think the farthest we have is Plattsmouth. Wow. And her group just won nationals, and so that happened here a week ago or whatever it's been. So she's gone, and she'll be on Cobes' team. So she'll be a very good ball player. And then you know, we got a lot of kids up in the Sand Hills area up in there, and most of the kids are kind of up in the western part of the state and what they are from the eastern part of the state. So just kind of spread out all over the place, and kind of gives kids an opportunity to meet new people, and some know because they've went against each other, you know, whether it be state tournament or around the area. So kind of just a good experience overall.
How about this bunch? You've had a couple of practices. You're getting, as we're taping right now, getting ready for your practice here on Sunday. How's this group looking?
Well, I basically, Cobza wasn't here, so I was kind of trying to coach her team last week. So it was just my team and her team. Then Rich is with his daughter with their two teams. And so we just kind of basically, overall, what we really worked on, kind of saw each of our own groups, and we'll do a little bit of that today to kind of worry about ourselves and try to get, you know, we got some people that missed last time, we'll be here today, and so on and so forth. So you kind of have to try to figure things out, and basically who's your primary passers, what kind of offense you're going to run and defense you're going to run. So today will kind of decide a little bit for us, and then we got one more practice when we get over to Hawaii. So be a little bit more definite on what we'll do over there.
Now, Coach Wilson's been with you, you said 23 years. He's been every year, is that right?
Well, yeah, he's the one that got us started on this, and so he's been with us every year, and so we've coached together and been against each other over there. So it's just been a lot of fun, a lot of good experience, and now he's talking about wanting to go basketball too, because they do basketball also. So I guess we'll see what happens, but he asked me that again here last practice. We want to do that again. So in fact, that's their basketball is the week before the volleyball is here. So
apparently this is never getting old, is it?
No, you know, I think it's a little different than being coaching in high school and going all summer long and all year long, and I can handle a week or two of this, so mm-hmm. Not too bad.
Now, when you get over there, of course, playing a little volleyball, but they let you get a chance to take in the sights and the sounds of Hawaii, don't you?
Yeah, you get to do some things. You have some free time, and they take us on a first day. They kind of take us on a tour a little bit of the things, and kind of get around the island a little bit that way, and then of course, we have the one practice over there. We have a luau that we go to through the company, And then they do a team deal where we got to go around Waikiki there and film and kind of make up a video. And they kind of have a competition over that. We'll have a competition down kind of on the beach area there next to the ocean where they'll take all of our team pictures and everything. And they do a kind of an Olympics down there where we compete against each other. And then the rest of the time, where you have the free time you have, is kind of on your own. We can either go as a team or we can kids go on their own, or if they got parents there, they can go with them. So just an opportunity to do a lot of different things.
Starting to see more and more families going more all the time now, maybe in earlier years.
Oh, I think probably the first time we went, we had no one, and yeah. I think, you know, it's changed a little bit over the years, and it's kind of been about the same, I think, the last years here. It's just been, you know, you get one parent to go, we got some parents going, and so it's just kind of works a little different. Everybody just kind of everybody's in a different situation and work schedules and so on and so forth, but we got quite a few teams going this year, or not teams, but families going, so... this year, and then I think this year I got like five former players' daughters going, so an experience for them. And then what we try to do is if we got kids coming from the same team, we try to keep them together and kind of split them up then, basically, so we get all of our positions filled on our teams, and is the main thing. But if we got kids that have played together, we try to keep them together.
And I'm sure the competition when you get over there is some pretty good other teams, isn't there?
Yeah, you'll see very good teams. You'll see some poor teams. It just varies from year to year. And, you know, we've played against teams, players that's played against, you know, went to USC and some of those places. And got a coach from down here in Kansas that his team were second in nationals here a couple years ago, and he has very good ball clubs every year, and he's very, very competitive. And so we got, you know, some coaches from Florida, Colorado, Wyoming, just kind of all over the United States, really, that show up for it. So we've had players that's been recruited from a lot of those people that, you know, tried to interested in some of our players. So it just remains to be seen what happens.
Finally, Coach, after you get back, it's going to be about time for all the high schools and colleges to get going, and I take it you're going to be helping MCC and Coach Copsey again on the sidelines this year.
Yeah, I'll be back up there again, and whether I go to all the games or not, you know, they head to Texas there, I think, right off the bat, and so I don't know if I'll go down there or not, but probably go to more games than what I did here. Of course, a year ago, I didn't start till, you know, part way through the last part of the season, but it's just kind of fun and interesting and just a new, different level and that type of thing. Go coach in places you never coached in before.
Did you ever imagine after your high school years you'd get a chance to get in the college game a little bit?
No, not really. I was kind of offered once a little bit. College or AED at McCook talked to me about coaching up there, and I was coaching high school and having good success, and so I, you know, shied away from it. And so this is kind of an opportunity to see what it was like and what it would have been like, you know, and so on and so forth. And it's kind of fun coaching with Haley. She does a good job, and they're very competitive every year. And play against some very good ball players. And, you know, like Sterling out there got, I think, fifth last year, I think, in nationals. So see some very good teams. So.